free bus service, but most importantly is the fact that the city is really, really compact.
Many of Wailea's beachfront hotels offer great freebies to their guests, too.
It's a high-speed quad share lift.
It's great. I love listening to you guys talk about this because it brings up so many great ideas, both memories and things that everybody would like to do in the future. Grab a plane out of here and go see something different.
This is the western region of Montana.
This is the Glacier National Park region.
Two stingrays hovered over our heads for several minutes.
11 countries in 33 days.
Cool remotes.
Live from Auberge de la Falaise, up in the beautiful Lanaudière region of Quebec. Town of Jamaica, Vermont. We said we wanted to go to Jamaica. They sent us to Vermont.
Caesar's Pocono Palace Resort, Pocono Mountains of Northeast Pennsylvania, or
Northeast Kingdom, and I'm here at the Inn on the Common with one of our longtime friends of the show, Jim Lamberti.
Having a great time sitting here at the Ocean Place Resort.
We're in Essex Junction, Vermont, at the Champlain Valley Fair.
For the Great Eagle Hotel in Kowloon.
Inn at Essex, in Essex Junction, Vermont. Penny House Inn on Cape Cod in Easton, Mass.
Lake George, New York, at Fort Wayne Resort.
Carefree Resort and Villas in beautiful Carefree, Arizona.
Legendary Mr. Steerburger Restaurant, downtown Montreal.
The Biloxi Tricentennial.
York region, just north of Toronto.
Good morning, Willem.
Great guest.
Mike Maxfield is the museum manager of the Manchester United Football Club Museum Hall of Fame at the Old Trafford Stadium. A must-see for any visitor to Manchester.
Lauren Demare joins us online.
Hi, this is Gerald Trombley, Mayor of Montreal.
Francine Barlatti from Super Clubs and Denny Cordier of Air Canada Vacation.
Hi, this is Hudson Foga.
We have the Minister of Tourism, Culture and
Recreation.
The Honorable Paul Shelley, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
And best of all, it's fun.
I end up in a nude volleyball game.
You guys are insane.
This is where you want to go for a steak.
Can you believe these guys?
I just wanted to know if it was the largest and finest cut.
So you have to be careful when you're jumping around with nothing on.
So join us, won't you, every Saturday on Star Guide 3.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
And welcome to this week on Travel World Radio. I'm Stephen Pickford. And
I'm Willem Backus in Willem Virginia.
Willem Backus, Virginia. Stephen Pickford in Montreal. And joining us on our first segment today on Travel World, Dave Ross, the general manager of the Seashore Park Inn and its sister property, the Governor Prince Inn, in beautiful Cape Cod, Orleans, Massachusetts. Welcome to Travel World, Dave.
Thank you.
A beautiful, beautiful property. I went there many years ago as a child, and I have to say it is just as nice or better than I remember it. One of the few things I can say about in life, the Seashore Park Inn, keeping up the great tradition of hospitality in Orleans, Massachusetts.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We're glad to welcome you back.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I was there last year for 3 nights. So peaceful, so relaxing. I'm heading down for 6 nights early September. And that's a great time of the year, September, October, off-season, or planning for next year, May and June, off-season months on Cape Cod. That's the best time to go, actually.
Yes, it is, because the weather is probably the best time. September is one of the best months of the year. The weather is warm. The air is still warm. And the kids are back in school, so it's not crowded. Everyone's glad to see you. And the prices are usually lower as well.
Well, if I can avoid crowds and get a better price, hey, that's for me. And what a great location, the Seashore Park, in walking distance to restaurants. The bike trail is right there. And it's in the part of the Cape that I always preferred, Orleans, Eastham, everything within a couple of miles.
Right, that's the real Cape Cod down there. It's away from the crowds. The National Seashore is nearby. There's over 27,000 acres of beach and land that the federal government was wise enough to preserve in the 60s, and it's remained undeveloped. You know, we're halfway up the Cape, really. We're between Provincetown and Hyannis, so we're centrally located. We're close to everything, but we're a little bit off the beaten path and away from the crowds and the busier parts of the Cape that people sometimes think about first.
Well, when you think of the busy part and you think of the bumper-to-bumper traffic, maybe in Hyannis, the Strip, they're fine. Hyannis is great for a day of when it's raining, maybe, to go there, but you don't have to go anywhere when it's raining when you're at the Seashore Park because you've got Orleans' only indoor swimming pool.
That's right, and that's the great thing about it is, rain or shine, you can have fun there because we have the indoor pool, the outdoor pool, the game room. As you said, we're close to the bike trail. We're about 3 miles to either the Atlantic Ocean beaches at Nauset or Cape Cod Bays in the other direction, about 3 miles. There's a real nice little downtown in Orleans with shops and restaurants. And we're close to Chatham and seal watching and beaches there. And as you said, we're not that far from Provincetown. And the National Seashore, the main entrance at the Salt Pond Visitor Center, is about 6 miles up the road.
I love doing the walking trails that they have emanating from the Seashore Park Visitor Center. And there's also the Red Maple Swamp Walk just up Route 6 there in Eastham. One of the beautiful things to see on Cape Cod and that part of the Cape are the kettle ponds, very unique freshwater ponds. So you can have really three bathing experiences in a day, the Atlantic Ocean, Cape Cod Bay, and a freshwater pond.
Yeah, that's a good point that there are two really nice ponds with town beaches right in the town of Orleans. That there's Crystal Lake and Pilgrim Lake, both of which have freshwater swimming, as you said, as well as the saltwater bathing, which is, you said, great options.
What I also enjoy is just taking a drive because, again, Orleans, the center of the beautiful part of the Cape. So within a half hour, you mentioned Chatham, you mentioned Brewster. Just driving around on some of the scenic byways, Highway 6A, the original highway before the limited access Route 6, or Highway 28, do it all the way through Chatham onto South Yarmouth and Bass River. You'll see something around every corner, and it's the New England that won pictures, but again, doing it off season before the summertime or after the summertime, that's when the crowds, it's not going to be that bumper to bumper traffic. You can stop and pick up some great antiques or art, or stop for a great meal of seafood, and you'll be enjoying yourself. You'll be in heaven.
Yeah, that's a great time of year to come, as you said. If you don't have kids in school, that's really the best time of year to come. I think September is the best month of the year, really.
And, of course, if you do have children, the accommodations at the Seashore Park Inn, you can get yourself an efficiency, fully equipped, separate sitting area for and watch TV, two separate televisions, make yourself a meal, and you have a continental breakfast included, all value-added features.
Yes, we are very family-friendly. That's who we cater to, is the families who, many of them, like you, have come back year after year and generation after generation. That's one of the nice things about it, is to welcome back the guests, long-term repeat guests.
And really what brings the guests back, it is that hospitality, your continuous family ownership of the property since 1965, same owner, same family. In this era when everything is chains and franchises and real estate investment trusts, that's something unique, and you build up that high repeat guest factor.
Yeah, that's very true. That my father-in-law built the hotel in 1965. He's the original, and the family's owned it continuously since then. And as you said, it's a good point in this day and age of corporate cookie-cutter properties that that's one of the things that makes us unique and makes Cape Cod unique also, is we're in some ways the last of the Mohicans, and we're the last area where there's really a lot of independent family-owned hotels. And we're proud of that tradition.
Well, you should be proud because, again, as I say, not everything 30 or 40 years later is as good or better than the original. I walked in, I felt right at home. It was like those 30 years had just been a flash of a second. Everything was there as I remembered it, but all updated, spotlessly clean, and the variety of accommodations to suit whatever need of an individual traveler, couple, or a family on vacation.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. That we, as I said, we look forward to welcoming people, old and new, back, and we do our best to make everyone welcome, and especially the people that come back, the families and the couples and just the individual travelers who come back and to enjoy all that Orleans has to offer.
Now, people looking to come in the balance of the season, September, early October, what would be one or two things that you'd say they really have to do at this time of year? A must-see or a must attraction?
As you said, the bike trail, I'd say take a ride on the bike trail. You can go right out the back door of the property, more or less. And if you head to the west, you can go through Nickerson State Park, which is beautiful, down to Pleasant Lake and Harwich. Or the other direction, if you go east, you can go up to the National Seashore, which is beautiful, and all the way up into Wellfleet. And I think new this year, some people might not realize that the Park Service has added a bus that will pick people up at the end of the bike trail in Wellfleet, and I think you can take the bus with your bike into Provincetown, and you don't have to ride that last 6 or 8 miles on the busier streets.
And one of the great things about off-season is that there's no parking fees after Labor Day. I think there's some parking fees on the weekend, but during the week, hey, the beaches are open, so open to enjoy.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And, the water temperature, one of the nice things about September is the water is actually probably at its warmest.
It's had all summer to warm up. Now, we're coming up with around 30 seconds left. Where can they get more information, Dave?
Our website is www.seashoreparkin.com or governorprenson.com.
And toll-free number 1-800-772-6453. Talking today with Dave Ross, the general manager of the Seashore Park Inn, the Governor Prince Inn in Orleans, Massachusetts. Cape Cod, beautiful Cape Cod, off-season, and I'm looking forward to being down there next week. Hopefully some of our listeners get the urge and come down and join us. Great. Talking to you today on Travel World, Dave.
Thank you.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
At Porter, we believe that traveling for business shouldn't be hard work. Flying into or out of Toronto City Airport, you're just minutes from downtown, saving on time-consuming commutes. Fly through our hassle-free check-in. Send that last-minute email using the free Wi-Fi in our luxurious lounge. And enjoy first-class onboard service as standard. That way, when you touch down, you're ready to take care of business.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Yes, hi, it's Stephen Pickford, Travel World Radio. I'm going to put you on hold, patch you through the board, and we'll talk to you in a couple of seconds.
Oh, honey, I was so worried.
Yeah, I know, it's okay. The boat's a little beat up, but we're okay, thanks to the Coast Guard.
I am the port in the storm.
The slick is contained.
Roger that.
I am the line in the sand.
Oh, I got you. Hang on. Okay, take us up.
I am the rescuer in the dark.
Looks like we've got about 80 kilos here, Captain.
That's 80 kilos off the streets.
I am the enforcer of the seas.
I'm in container 38. Everything is secure.
Good work, Garcia.
I'm the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life. To become one of us, call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the shield of freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
The United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve, the shield of freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. And it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to Travel World Radio. Stephen Pickford in Montreal. Willem Back is in Virginia. And next on the agenda, the Fort William Henry Hotel. Joining us from the Fort William Henry, James Hood. Welcome to Travel World.
Well, it's good to be with you. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad you could join us. Another one of our favorite hotels, and looking forward to our October trip. We just talked about our my planned September trip to Cape Cod, and on October, Fort William Henry, Lake George, and always a pleasure to head down to the premier resort overlooking the beautiful lake and within walking distance again of every attraction possible and restaurants and things to see and do.
Yes, it's the perfect location and just the ultimate in the Adirondack experience. We're very proud of that.
Now, it's built on an historic site, but it's a brand new property. It's a couple of wings, various ages of construction, but it's carries forward the history. You can have your breakfast in the original, basically the dining room was part of the original hotel on the site.
Yes, the dining room is over 100 years old. The hotel has had various stages. It originally goes back to the late 1800s, and we lost a couple of them in fires, and one was demolished, but we recreated the Grand Hotel back in 2002, modeled it after the third version of the Fort William Henry Hotel, and that's our Grand Hotel. And we also have the Standard West Motel, which is sort of hearkening back to the 60s and 70s, the family experience where you just pulled right up and the exterior doors, and you could go right into your room. It's very convenient. And also the premium wing, which is sort of our in-between to get all the comforts and the amenities, but it's a little more economical. But we're awfully proud of the Grand Hotel especially.
Now, you have some special promotional rates going on, and these apply for just our listeners. And what a great deal they are. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about them.
Yeah, we're very excited. We've decided that we've got a special just for your listeners. If they go online to our website, which is fortwilliamhenry.com, and if you book online, you can use the promo code TWC. And if you book with us at the last week of September through to the end of the year, we're doing 50% off midweek rate, which is Sunday through Thursday, and 25% off the weekend rate. which is Friday and Saturday. So it's that's a great deal for your listeners, and we'd love to see them come join us in Lake George.
Now, James, you mentioned this rate code is good for stays beginning now or beginning the end of September?
It's starting the last week of September, and we decided to have it go through to the end of the year.
Perfect. So we're going to make sure that we say that correctly on the website. The code is TWC, like Tango Whiskey Charlie, which is exactly the web address of Travel World Radio, TWC.ca, our website. And you can also book online because there is a great big banner that you can click for booking now for the Fort William Henry Hotel. And don't forget to use that rate code. This is one of the best resorts that we've been to for a while. And Lake George is on our must visit every year. It's just so good to be part of that hotel experience.
Completely relaxing.
Yeah, it's especially popular during the summer, but we are one of only a couple of hotels in Lake George that are year-round. And personally, I'm a big favorite of the fall season. It's just unbelievable. The colors on the mountains surrounding the lake, and it's all laying right out there in front of you, right at the Fort William Henry.
That's one of the things that we've seen on the site. You've furnished us with a beautiful picture of the Fort William Henry's Grand Hotel, and you can actually see the gazebo and the dining room also in the same picture. But nestled in the fall colors, and you'll see the mountain in the background as well. I mean, mountains, lakes, and trees always make me happy. But, you know, for those who want to visit and do some serious leaf paving, the Fort William Henry Hotel is a great place to do it. One of those places that may not come to mind initially when you're thinking about going watching the autumn leaves and things, but definitely the place to be is Fort William Henry Hotel in Lake George Village, New York.
And we have a wonderful autumn adventure package as well, which combines your stay with breakfast and dinner at our restaurant, which is the Village Blacksmith Steakhouse, along with a steamboat ride, a pass up to the top of Prospect Mountain, which has a 100-mile view in every direction. There's also a shuttle out to an apple orchard, and it's just jam-packed with everything you could want to do in the fall.
And the Autumn Adventure Package.
Yes.
So relaxing. That is autumn. As you mentioned, it's a relaxing time of year, and again, you don't have the crowds, and you've basically got that last fling of the great part of the year. You're saying, oh, maybe not looking forward to winter time and the snow and the ice. You deserve to get away and just have a weekend, or even better, midweek when the prices are even better, and give it to yourself as a treat before the winter sets in.
Absolutely.
Now, James, you mentioned that you're open year-round as well, and that's something that you don't necessarily think of for a resort town like Lake George.
Well, with the Adirondack Mountains surrounding us, there's Gore Mountain, and which is only about 45 minutes away, which is a terrific ski center. We also have quite a bit of snowmobiling, and we actually have a month-long winter carnival every weekend in the month of February right in the village, and it's really popular, lots of events for everybody in the family. We have, you know, outhouse races and chili cook-off and chowder cook-off and fireworks, and it's actually pretty busy in the wintertime as well.
Well, that's an important thing to know, because not just for the summertime, which is, you know, traditionally what you'd think of a town like Lake George. Now, this is nestled right at the bottom of the Adirondack Park in Lake George Village. And, you know, growing up, I used to always see Lake George as one of the most fun places around because they had announced all the different attractions and such. Fort William Henry Hotel, of course, is a historic site right next to the Fort William Henry itself, and that offers its tours. You also have the paddle wheelers and all the interesting activities that go on the lake. I mean, Fort William Henry Hotel is a great place to base yourself because you can literally park your car there and you can walk and not touch your car until you got to go home.
Yes, I mean, in addition to being a beautiful spot, it's, like you said, it's It's so convenient. You park, you can walk to anything. It's literally just steps from the beaches and the steamboats and walking around and doing a little shopping in the village and restaurants. And like you said, we have the Fort William Henry Museum and Restoration right on our property, and that's open until usually the third or fourth week of October. So it'll still be open when you join us for your live remote.
Which is interesting because they also have people who dressed in period costumes. I took a tour one time and I found it to be tremendously interesting and a lot of fun because it's a nice, you know, close community. People know each other. They help each other, which is another nice thing I like about Lake George Village. And especially the demonstration of the cannon, which is always a great deal of fun.
Yes, I hear that several times a day from my office. I've gotten used to it by now. And hearing the calliope on the steamboats, it's a wonderful environment. And actually, I'm like you. I'm not from the Lake George area originally. I used to come up and vacation in Lake George for the summer and fell in love with it and decided that I wanted to move to the area. And I couldn't be happier. It's just an amazing place, one of the most beautiful spots in the world as far as I'm concerned.
One of the very lucky people who got to move and live in a place where you like to vacation and take a rest. That's quite fortunate, James. James, while we have our last 30 seconds right here in this particular segment, can you give us some contact information?
Sure. The easiest way to get in touch with us is through our website, which is fortwilliamhenry.com. We also have an 800 number, which is 800-234-0267. But everything is right on the website. That's probably the easiest. It's got everything you could need, videos and photo galleries, including some
we're out of time, James, but thanks. And Fort William Henry Hotel, join us there.
Thank you.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important...
Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DeCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DeCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DeCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
You have a name. So the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Well, give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Yeah, just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not so perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking. Because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to segment number three on the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus. And Willem, you were telling me that you had been recently in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee with a company called Cabin Fever Rentals.
Well, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, indeed. We went there. We had the privilege of going at the beginning of August. And Pigeon Forge is really a year-round destination. And to me, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee is the most well-kept secret of the South. And while you might think, you know, Tennessee is sort of the deep South, in fact, it's so incredibly accessible from virtually anywhere, you know, on the eastern seaboard or even places like Memphis or, you know, you can fly into Knoxville, heck, from the D.C. area, the Carolinas, Georgia, anybody. It's an easy, easy car ride into Pigeon Forge. And when you're there, the fun that you're going to have. I mean, Pigeon Forge, to me, is the happiest place that I've ever been. They took all my favorite stuff and put it in one place. I can hardly believe it. And one of the things that makes Pigeon Forge even extra special for me, it's not just, you know, hotels, which, you know, every place has that, but it's the cabin rentals. And Cabin Fever Rentals, you know, they were very kind. They showed us one of their cabins. We stayed at a place called Secluded Romance, and boy, do they ever mean what they say. What an incredible experience. Just, you know, not even 4 or 5 miles off of the parkway in Pigeon Forge. This place was incredible. We had complete privacy. And they have a variety of cabins. Now, Sean, welcome to the Travel World Radio Show. Sean Kelly is with us from Cabin Fever Rentals. I wish so, too. Well, Cabin Fever Rentals has different properties. Apparently, the way I see it is that many, many people have different cabins that they have for rent in the Pigeon Forge, Tennessee area. And they'll rent through various companies, Cabin Fever being one of the more well-known ones, and they're very well set up. When you get into Pigeon Forge, it's very easy because right off the main road, you're going to get into their facility where you get your keys or whatever information that you need to get to your cabin, and then you're off to the place. And these cabins are fully appointed. I mean, the one we had, it was a simple cabin for two people, and, you know, more. It sleeps maybe up to four people if you wanted to, but, you know, it's got a ground floor. We have some pictures of it on the Travel World site, twc.ca, And what you're going to see when you walk in, you have one main floor, and it's kind of at the top of a little hill. Nobody can see you. You can see nobody. I will tell you this, though. In the descriptions on their website, they're very accurate. And when they say four-wheel drive recommended, they mean what they say. Now, I managed to clamber up that hill in my Prius, but I'll tell you, I was wishing I'd rented a 4x4 to go up there. So think ahead. Take their recommendations seriously, because they really are very spot on with them. But boy, the pampering that you're going to get when you get there. I mean, this place was immaculately clean. You walk into it, and it's got beautiful, up-to-date, new appliances. It's a full kitchen. We walked into this place. We decided we were going to go to the grocery store, and there is a nice one right in the middle of Pigeon Forge. And then we went up the hill with our groceries, ready to rock and roll. Brought it in, full fridge and everything. Walked in. This place has a pool table on the main floor. And it has a 3D television, up to date. They took such amazing care. There's a gas fireplace in there as well. The gas fireplace, though, is a seasonal amenity. So during the summertime, of course, when the air conditioning is running, you can imagine why they don't want to have a heat source running at the same time. Yeah. That would be rather inefficient. But then there's the balcony, and the view is spectacular. I mean, the only other time I saw a view that was really as good, I don't know how much of a comparison I can make to it. When I honeymooned in, up in Colorado and had a direct view of Pike's Peak from the cabin we rented there, it was sort of a similar feeling. The thing about the cabin fever rentals down in the Smoky Mountains of eastern Tennessee is there is just so much green and foliage in that particular area. I mean, I was actually stunned. I've traveled years and years extensively all through the West Coast, up and down. And, the mountains of California, there's a lot of gray and a lot of brown there, as nice as it is, and it is. But in the Tennessee area, in the Smoky Mountains, you have that lush greenery, the kind of stuff that, you're used to seeing in a place like Lake George, New York. It's the same chain. It's the Appalachian Mountains coming, all the way down the continent. But, you've got your seclusion and privacy. You've got areas which are not so secluded as well. And you have cabins of all sizes. I mean, for just the two of us, this was a perfect size cabin, this place, Secluded Romance. But then they have other cabins where you can go with three or four families, rent it with friends, and you can do anything you want when you're there. And literally, this is a town where just about anything goes in terms of your activity. It's not one of those places where, okay, you got to sit here and you must do this and you must do that and you must do this. I mean, Pigeon Forge is just a multitude of options. I mean, if you're a nature lover person, well, have at it. Go out and hike around, because there's plenty to see, and especially you can go into the Great Smoky Mountains Park, which is not even a 10-minute drive away up the street. I mean, and if you like amusement parks and if you like roller coasters and stuff, well, you can't do better than Dollywood. It's got some of the best roller coasters around. They just launched a new one still. Then you have all the excitement and the adventure of the parkway itself, and I have to mention the Titanic Museum that's there. John Joslin and his wife, Mary Kellogg Joslin, they put together two Titanic museums, which look literally like the front of the ship, one in Branson, Missouri, but one in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And when you're there, that is, of all the fun and lightheartedness of Pigeon Forge, this is actually a nice serious exhibit, which is extraordinarily interesting. I mean, what an amazing, amazing exhibit. And then with that, you go in there, they've got artifacts. They didn't take anything from the ship, but stuff related to it. Photographs, like one particular passenger who got on in England and got off in Ireland and had a roll of film with them. And they developed these pictures, really interesting stuff. And for the short time right now, they have the James Cameron exhibit there with actually artifacts from the movie Titanic. So that's super interesting. And then you get back to the fun stuff. I mean, there's a multitude of things that I like. I mean, the big kid in me likes the go-kart tracks. You've got Mama's, I mean, real go-kart tracks. They got go-karts that go 40 miles an hour. And then you got Mama's Farmhouse restaurant, which you got to visit. It's the best fried chicken I've ever had in my life. And Steve, you and I have had some good meals on Travel World.
But when you put those names together, Mama's Farmhouse, it just conjures up an image of real down-home Southern hospitality and great cooking.
homemade food that tastes like it's homemade. I mean, the loving care they put into these ingredients. And a visit to Pigeon Forge would not be complete without visiting the old mill district. They actually have a mill that mills grain that's been milling continually in business since 1830. And boy, the stuff they make, there's the pottery, the pottery factory right across the street from the old mill. And oh, Steve, the food they serve there, it's like I was on a cloud. It was from heaven, this stuff. They made a coconut cream pie and a pecan pie that, well, I'm telling you, one of our friends from Pigeon Forge, actually from Nashville, who goes to Pigeon Forge regularly, if he leaves Pigeon Forge without a pecan pie, he's pouting for months. And, having tasted that thing, I understand why. But, all this is at your fingertips. You can do everything. You can do nothing. And in this last visit to Pigeon Forge, we loved the cabin from Cabin Fever Rentals so much that we stayed in the cabin for an entire day. It had a hot tub. It had a gas grill. And seriously, you didn't need to dress up or anything. We just got up out of bed in our most casual of clothes. We got up and had whatever meal we wanted, maybe watched a little bit of TV, sat down on the balcony, read a little bit, soaked in the hot tub, did a little bit of hiking, played some pool. I mean, total and complete leisure. And now they don't have internet service at the cabin, but if you have these days, they've got those cellular wireless adapters, and that's what we did because you're in direct view of a 4G LTE tower, so you're going to have good cellular signal strength at most of these places, and it's worth asking about. I mean, if you're like me, things revolve around your smartphones and the internet, so overall, Cabin Fever Rentals, look them up online. They have so many different cabins available, and the prices are so affordable. I mean, you'd expect places like this to be prohibitively expensive, but we looked at it. We couldn't believe it. It's, comparable to the price of a hotel room. And it's like, well, yeah, if you're going to have a whole place to yourself.
And even less than a hotel room, when you figure out that it's a family or maybe other couple sharing it, very reasonably priced.
Unbelievable. Well, hopefully following the break, we'll get Sean Kelly. And if we don't, we'll just talk a little bit more about the places that we love all summer long. Steve, Travel World Radio Show across America. And this is Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. Stay listening for the segment number 4.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio by satellite.
Today we acted like a 5-year-old with our 5-year-old. Boarded the Titanic and lived to tell about it.
Yes, yay! Oh, yeah.
Rode 5 rides and had 100 laughs. What all will you do? The center of fun in the Smokies is a small town called Pigeon Forge, where families come together. Visit mypigeonforge.com to learn more.
Fly with Porter, and everything just seems closer. It starts with our city center airport, just a hop, skip, and jump away from downtown Toronto. Our Toronto City Airport is compact and modern, so there's no jostling as you breeze through check-in. And a comfortable chair is never far away. In fact, you could say the journey is close to perfect. Wherever you're going, just got closer.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Board Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271 5000. 1-800-878-5858.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Back to sports probably means back to school or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to segment four as we start to wind it down for another hour here on the Travel World Radio Show. Stephen Pickford in Montreal, Willem Backus in Virginia, and I guess Sean at the Cabin Fever Rentals in Pigeon Forge found it so relaxing in those cabins. He saw those beds there and pulled it up and said, hey, I'm going to have a nap. We couldn't get in touch with him, but he's always welcome to join us in the future. So,
yeah, I can't say that I blame him from that, but of course he's welcome to join us at any time. The actual website for Cabin Fever is cabinfevervacations.com. Just had to verify that particular web address. That's cabinfevervacations, all one word, .com, and they have cabin, you know, Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, and you know, from what I hear, it's they're neighboring towns right near Sevierville, Tennessee. But I mean, I just look at that, and the fall colors and the foliage is incredible. And in fact, given the climate of both particular places, you could actually see the leaves up in the northeast area, whether it's Lake George, New York, with the Fort William Henry Hotel, and then you can take another weekend and go to Pigeon Forge, and you can see every bit as spectacular as scenery.
Yeah, a couple of weeks later, there are people who definitely follow the leaves, and they start in September and end of October, and those are the months that they really enjoy. That's their favorite time of the year, and they can take part in that all the way from Quebec through New England, New York State, and down through the Carolinas down to Tennessee.
I mean, I think that this particular segment, Steve, would have to be relaxing vacations that you could reach by car.
Oh,
because
definitely.
I mean, for us, your trip down to Cape Cod, and you can go there at any time, and it's always a relaxing trip, especially for you. You're driving down through, over New Hampshire, New England, Massachusetts when you get there. And for me, from Northern Virginia area, I mean, for me, it's a drive up through Pennsylvania, through New York State. Even when I'm going west and south, I mean, I can road trip clear into Kentucky through West Virginia, the Carolinas. And it's all within such an easy range. But, I mean, the beauty that's that's around us and all the relaxing areas. It's just phenomenal. For me, anything with lakes, trees, and mountains, it's really hard to go wrong. I mean, if you go on our Travel World site, twc.ca, you'll see that picture of the Fort William Henry Hotel surrounded by that fall foliage. You'll see what I'm talking about.
You look at that picture and you just want to transpose yourself and be there. I'm looking forward to my trip down to Cape Cod because, again, it goes back to childhood. 40 years ago, I would go down there. I never thought I'd be driving down there myself and pulling off the highway at all the various attractions along the road. There's no time limit. I can leave and stop at whatever. I'm looking forward to maybe stopping either St. Johnsbury or Littleton to one of the diners in those towns. A plate of beans and franks and brown bread and coffee ice cream, all of the traditional favorites of childhood, and all as good or better today than they were then. And pull off in Manchester, New Hampshire, where we used to pull off as a family in the 70s. It's a different Holiday Inn. The other Holiday Inn is no longer a Holiday Inn, but hey, those type of things always happen. But hey, it's tradition, and I'm looking forward. I ate at the restaurant in the Holiday Inn Airport 3 years ago when I was in Manchester. It's operated by Common Man Restaurants as a licensee, and it's a 1950s diner concept. So you can get anything you want, and especially on the milkshakes and malts and hot turkey sandwiches and all the favorites. I've never had a bad meal in New England, and I'm thinking of the restaurants.
Say that again.
Well, okay, well.
You can say that again.
I've never had a bad meal in New England. I always do as I'm told, right? And
I will echo that with you. I've never had a bad meal in England either. It was delicious, delicious food. But I must say, there are places around here that, remind me of all the best food I've ever had. I mean, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, Mama's Farmhouse. You know, I got to do a special shout-out, too, and keep drawing people's attention to the website. Since we revamped it in 2010, the website has been a phenomenal new source of information, embracing all the new media with videos and pictures and stuff. I mean, before we were strictly radio, but now it's everything. And there is a particular attraction that can only be found in North America in Pigeon Forge, and it's called Zorb.
Oh, yes, and I saw that video. What? very interesting.
Well, it's like a giant hamster ball, and as happy as it may look, and don't forget that Linda is holding the camera when she's inside this thing. So what you have is like an inflatable ball inside of a ball. And so as you roll down the hill, you're totally padded and protected. So think about it this way. You're in almost a little bowl. They throw in a little bit of water, so you slide around, and you're in your swimming gear or stuff that you can get wet because you will get soaked. And on a hot day, boy, is that ever refreshing. And there you are. You're riding this thing as it goes down the hill, and it doesn't look like it's fast. But when you're inside it, it's so much fun because you're slipping and sloshing around. But what makes it even more fun is you know that you're totally and completely safe when you're in this thing. And, you go down the hill. And I do mean everybody who gets off of this ride says the same thing. It was so much fun. Linda wasn't even expecting it to be as much fun as it was. When, if you see the end of the video where she slides out of the opening and that thing, she just sits down and says, man, I can't believe how much fun that was. And the folks who run, Zorb, it's a couple of brothers from New Zealand. They started the idea by, we're going to ride a couple of tractor tires. And they evolve that into what amounts to a hamster ball. So, you don't have to be a super extreme sports adventure enthusiast to do this. You could be just anybody in search of a little bit of fun. Total and complete safety, and they really gear everything just for you to have a good time. And that's why I say Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, is they took all the most fun stuff that I like and they put it in one place. I mean, the only thing that's not there is a beach.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of there are something else, nearby. But when you said things that you enjoy, my mind is like the...
Well, I'm talking about resort.
Resort, okay. Okay. Yes, okay. I was thinking,
my reputation precedes me.
Oh, yes. I think they already sent the memo there to all the convention bureaus, but no.
The Milwaukee one, right?
Yes, the Milwaukee Convention Bureau. Hey, but they were a member. They were a member of the Convention Bureau. So, hey, always happy to welcome a member of a Convention Bureau and help them out and get the word out about tourism and the places that you may not necessarily see on a trip. And
you said a mouthful there, and it's absolutely true. You know, tourism definitely is going to be the future, even more than it ever was before, simply because in this highly stressful environment where people got to push themselves and work harder and harder, there really is nothing quite like taking a break at a place that is a ton of fun. Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, Lake George, New York, Cape Cod, you know, in Massachusetts, some of the most fun places we've been to.
And just this summer, I did my annual heritage road trip, and I pulled off the highway of Mount Clemens, Michigan, and found the old Allied Chemical Factory and the old Holiday Inn that my father stayed at 40-something years ago. So there's always something off the highway. If you just stuck to the interstate, then you would never know those places existed. But hey, take half an hour and find something from your own family heritage or about a historic site that you might have always read about. This is, you know, the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812. There were historical markers all along Old Highway 2 in Ontario about various battle sites, and well worth the time to get off the major interstates and major divided highways and see what the world has to offer.
A sharp-eyed person will notice that on our Travel World website, on the banner, you know, we've got at the top, we've got an interview that we did and a show that we did at the 75th anniversary of Route 66. And in that picture is myself, one of our co-hosts, and Michael Wallace, famous as the police car in the movie Cars. And he said it best this way, Michael Wallace, the author, life begins at the off-ramp. And in a lot of ways, that's totally true. You go to a place and you do it just for the fun of it. And that's why we find these little places, you go there to relax. And there's so many hidden gems everywhere, not just the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812. And, you know, you're going to see some interesting thing in Baltimore Harbor, but also around the Northern Virginia area and Southern Pennsylvania, all the Civil War history as well.
Very much so. Civil War, War of 1812, history buff. There's so much history every corner, and you really have to pull off the highway to really enjoy it. So until next time on the Travel World Radio Show, keep on traveling. Enjoy your travels. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus. Happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.